A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 and this is the Women's Roundtable this Thursday, November the 23rd, 2017. Well, welcome to the Women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current situation in the country, where tomorrow we will witness the swearing-in of incoming President Emmerson Mnangagwa after the resignation of former President Robert Mugabe earlier this week. We will be looking at the role women will be afforded within this new dispensation. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And the live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. But ladies, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
And remember, on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our Facebook platforms, so please hurry along and join us at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming, so you can join in the conversation. Welcome if you're just joining us. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the current situation in the country, where tomorrow we'll witness the swearing-in of incoming President Emmerson Mnangagwa after the resignation of former President Robert Mugabe early this week. We'll be looking at the role women will be afforded within this new government. What are your views on the issue?
And also, women, including other stakeholders, will be holding a National People's Convention in Harare to map the way forward under President-designate Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is expected to be inaugurated tomorrow. Women are wondering whether there will be a place for them on the table following the infighting within ZANU-PF. The fighting involved former First Lady Grace Mugabe.
Yes, Standakile, and women's rights groups are hoping that there will be more openings for women in decision-making positions in the new government. Some are saying they hope that this will be an inclusive government that will include women. But, you know, none of us really know how this is going to work, Standakile. I think, you know, there's a big question mark. Will he appoint a new cabinet, for example? What happens now? From your point of view, what do you think will happen?
Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe now we can take a look at the video of Mnangagwa. Okay, we can let that one pass. But people were just wondering that so far no woman has been seen anyway taking part in what's happening. And that might pose the question that what's next for women? Are we going to see them playing a bigger role or they will be passed through?
Yes, and I think, you know, what everybody else is questioning right now is this current crisis or what we've seen happening was actually involved the former First Lady, Amai Grace Mugabe, where she came out and was attacking the incoming President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So many are asking, so what next? Yesterday we saw Mrs. Mnangagwa, for example, coming on with her husband alongside him, but she didn't say much. And we are, you know, also wondering what would the new First Lady be able to offer women, for example.
Mm-hmm. Kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi lamhla ku Women's Roundtable sicobongula udaba lalo khangelelwe ukuthi uzaba ngumongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Yena obebalekile waye South Africa isikhathi sonke lesi uze waphenduka nje izolo esithi wesaba ukuthi obengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe ubezambulala. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi kusasa uzagcotshwa ukuthi athathe isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli. Sikhangela njalo kunengi ukuthi kambe besifazana bangena njani kulolu daba. Bazabe bekhona yini labo bephatheka kulo umkhosi ozayo. nxa kuyukuthi uzafaka iziphathamandla kuhulumende wabo uzabafaka yini la abesifazana kumbe kuzaqhubeka belandela khonoko ukuthi isekelo sombuso sithini ukuthi abafazi bathatha yipi ingxenye yenani lalabo abakuhulumende kodwa iningi labesifazana belikhuluma ngokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe laye ukhanya yena ngowesifazana kodwa kunguye la obangele ukuthi kube le ngxabangxoza le enzakeleyo kuzani PF. Silentathele izindaba yethu obathabile Masuku oke waxoxa labesifazana abachiyeneyo. Uza sizezwa ke lapho ekhuluma ngabo abagoqela ke unkosikazi Jenny Williams olwela amalungelo abantu unkosazana sichazisile Ndlovu layo ulwela amalungelo abantu sikhulume njalo lomunye uphinde wakhuluma njalo lomunye wesilisa laye uzachazisa ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho njengomuntu wesilisa labanye nje abalihlekana asizweni ke udaba esiluthulelwa ngobathabile Masuku.
Into esikhulekelayo ukuthi ekufonweni ke-government mina ngakwakunanzelele ukuqakatheka komuntu ongumama njalo ku-political participation ku-local development kuwo wonke nje ama-sectors achiyeneyo akubone kuqakathekile ukwenzela ukuthi ama-issues abo ahle aqale ukudominata khathesi singamekeli ukuthi hhayi bazathi sebekhangelwa phambilini akuhle kuqale kukhangelwa khathesi.
Oh mama, I think sile problem. Ngani umuntu ubekela konke inkinga ku Grace? Ikhipha amadoda, bekhipha umndizela lo u Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Okade ngindizela before u Grace waze kwafika, waze kwathu gently niyake, waze wamkhombisa. Kodwa lati ngani ema political parties sile problem. Oh mama abakhona ngale bafuna ukusebenza ngani ngamadoda? Kabafuna ukusebenzela umama beyenzi imithetho kamama bencedisana lo mama bekhangela indaba zikamama ukuthi abantwana bazaphila ngani bazakudla ngani sizabhatala isikolo njani ama-bills wonke azabhatalwa njani yini ama-daily issues omama afuna ukubhekana laye and sifuna ama-representatives abazadinga indawo ukuncedisana lo mama ophansi not to enrich their own families. Pho ke uMugabe enika ispeech yakhe ngesonto edlule ekhathesi bekulo Mugabe one side bekulama generals bonke lama Air Force lompolisa lo uthi Chihuri commander Chihuri likuyini side leo bekulamadoda abagqokela amasuit ngabazange beqaqe ukuthi ngabobani kodwa kungela mama one kwabazalayo bonke amadoda lawo umfazi kasibusiso ugeneral yethu yibo siyabonga sibili lo mfazi he magistrate we judge laye akekho ngapha. What is the problem?
Masikhangele i-dispensation yona leyo ngingathi nje lami lama ngibona ukuthi isincede abantu here and there but ngibuya futhi ngibe a bit worried ukuthi ngesikhathi uJoyce Mjuru engumama exotshwa ku-government asibonanga i-army ingenela but kathesi so kuthe kuphuma ngakho sabona ingenela khonapho ukuthi ngidinga i-criteria yakhona ukuthi nginanzelele ngiyibone ukuthi ihamba njani ubuya kundisturbe khonapha mase sikanyele i-issue sabomama ngoba right now i-struggle yena leyi wouldn't be a success nga umama kabakho so lapha mina ngingathi bomama kasihlakanipheni ezinye izinto kumele lathi si-demand.
Le nto kaGrace le nxa ngiyikhangela sesingathi kolunye uhlangothi ke uGrace uzithola ephakathi kwelitshe lembokodo ngoba nangu phela sokungani yonke into eyenzakeleyo kusolwa yena ngoba ngathi wehluleka ukugayida umkakhe kahle kahle ikakhulu kundaba lezi ngoba ngangikhangela ukuthi nxa uthethe unkosikazi uba ngumsizi wakho abantu abangomama balalo ithuba kupolitics kwezombangazwe kodwa into eqakathekileyo kumele bayinanzelele ukuthi bengasali bengosilandelelani belandelela ispecial omkabo abakupolitics bona kabazithathele bazikhokhele babe ku-forefront ye-politics.
Well, there marvelous, interesting views from some of our listeners from the story done by Thabile Masuku. Actually, you know what was a little Jenny Williams is saying she seems to be the only one who's not exactly supporting but explaining that why is everyone rushing to blame Grace Mugabe, former First Lady, for all this for all the disturbances in ZANU-PF. What about President Mugabe himself?
Yes,
shouldn't he be liable to what he's doing and what he did to the country?
Yes, I think I like what she said, because I think at the end of the day, mm-hmm. even when you hear what has been said out there, all the blame has been shifted and put on former Lady Grace Mugabe's shoulders. So that's an interesting, comment coming from Jenny.
Yes,
William.
And another interesting comment was that the ladies are worried that the army only intervened when it was former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was expelled from the party. But we saw again another former Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, was also expelled. But we didn't see the Army Generals holding this conference and saying, no, this is not right. And by the way, she's also a freedom fighter, if that's the criteria they use. But there wasn't all this hype. Now there's one.
And going back on that one, Star, what also struck me when we saw the pictures coming out of the State House mm-hmm. was that, in the battalion of men that were defending the state per se, there were no women. Are there no women, high-ranking women within the army? What did you think of that picture that we saw of a whole, like maybe 5 or 6 men that were sitting up there with Mugabe when he gave his final speech, the State of the Nation? Are there no women with the high ranking positions?
It's surprising that we saw only a man. And talking of men, the man in the tape, he says, one of our listeners, he says, mm-hmm. Grace Mugabe, former First Lady, is also to blame because she didn't guide her husband on what to do. Mm. But one can ask, what about him? He was the president.
Yes.
He had the mandate. Why would you blame the wife? So there are these varying views. Others are saying she's the one who led to the downfall. Others are saying it's President Mugabe himself.
Yes, and it's interesting that also public perception, as we saw the events unfolding right in front of our eyes, she really took a beating, the former First Lady. But it would be interesting to see when incoming President Emmerson Mnangagwa actually comes up, what composition he will have of women. Is he going to be inclusive, for example, like you mentioned, to include Amai Joyce Mujuru, who he worked for? Mm-hmm. But we also understand who he, the incoming president, was also responsible, allegedly, for her ouster. So it's interesting to see how,
The dynamics play into the session. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But anyway, kune avo vari kupinda muchirongwa chedu parizvino chemadzimai. Tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kutarisa kuti zvatiri kuona zvekuti mangwana tichange tichiona mutungamiri wenyika mutsva achigadzwa vaEmmerson Mnangagwa zvicharevei kune madzimai. Zvichareva here kuti tichaona madzimai ane uwandu vachipinda muhurumende, uyezve tiri kutarisa kuti pane zvese zviri kuitika munyika parizvino, tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiti vaimbova mudzimai First Lady vemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, amai Grace Mugabe, ndovatiri kuona vachipomerwa mhosva yezvese nyonga-nyonga yakaitika muhurumende yava Mugabe. Saka vamwe vari kuti aiwazve, amai Mugabe vaiveyo nemurume wavo Robert Mugabe, aiva iye kana kuti vaiva ivo mutungamiri wenyika. Saka toda kutarisa kuti muhurumende iri kuuya tichaona here madzimai achiwanda. Tiri kunzwa zvekuti madzimai ari munyika pasi pesangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe vari kubatana nemamwe masangano, uyezve pane musangano mukuru wakatarisirwa kuita mangwana weNational People's Convention uchange uchizeya kuti vanhu vari kude chii. Ndaona vanga vatori ne tagline yavanga vari kuti anzi what women want. Muhurumende iyo iri kuuya kuti zviri kudiwa nemadzimai muhurumende yava Emmerson Mnangagwa. Saka ndozvatichange tichitarisa izvozvi kuti zvinenge zvichirevei. Regai timboenda kune mutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa, neiye zvaawana zvichiitika achitaurai pamusoro peNational People's Convention, musangano uchange uri kuitwa mangwana.
Vachitaura mushure memusangano wavaita nevatori venhau nhasi muHarare vaClarice Maduku, avo vanotungamirira vechidiki muCrisis Coalition, vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rutaure zvido zvavo, kwete kumirira kungotevera zviri kudiwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika.
Vanhu sekuya kwavari kuita mangwana, its kungogara pasi kutaura kuti ndeipi direction yatiri kuda, ndekupi kwatakuenda, what is the next after that inauguration, what is the next after Mugabe varesaina. Zvinge zviri mumaoko evanhu, zvisaramba zviri mumaoko wekuti mapoliticians akasangana pacho zvavo vega vanokwanisa kukurukurana votowirirana, zvinokuita kuti varambe vachienderera mberi munyaya yemasimba ekuzvitonga atingati power.
vamadhuku vati vanga vakagara vakaronga musangano wavo uyu zvekugadzwa kwemutungamiriri wenyika kuri kuitwawo mangwana zvisati zvazivikanwa. Vamadhuku vati vachaenderera mberi nemusangano wavo.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti chirongwa ichati kuita mangwana chinini zvanga zvakarongwa kubvira kare. Masangano akazvimirira kana kuti apaita crisis, paita need yekuti vanhu tigare pasi tichitenderana kuti how do we define the way, kurambirana nekuti vamunangagwa vaitwa inauguration, totozvitambira kuti vaenderere mberi nekuti chitiko chiri kungoenderera mberi kuti kwaya new president. Asi isu tinongoziva kuti sekugara kwatangoita secivic society kune zvinhu zvatinotsutsumwa, zvinhu zvatinochema-chema, zvatinofungidza kuti dzimwe dzenguva hapana zvanyanya kuchinja pamadhimandi atagara tinawo.
Mukuru wezimbabwe national students union vaalister pfunye vatiwo havasi kuendawo kuri kugadzwa vamunangagwa nekuda kwechirongwa chethe national people's convention kuitira kuti vakwanisewo kusunga zvisungo zvavanoda sevechidiki nevadzidzi. Vapfunye vatiwo parizvino sangano revadzidzi harinawo kuwana tsamba yekukokwa kuri kugadzwa mutungamiriri wenyika.
Isusu vechidiki tine zvido zvedu zvatiri kuda, mastudents ane zvido zvavo zvaanoda, mavhenda mayouth ane zvido zvavo, maworkers ari mayouth ane zvido zvavo. Saka people's coalition yatiri kuita indava mangwana inenge ichitarisa kuadresa zvinhu zvodiwa nemacitizen takatarisa election iri kuuya.
Asi vapfunye vatiwo sevadzidzi vari kutarisira kuti vamunangagwe vagadzirise matambudziko akatarisana nevadzidzi nevechidiki nechimbi chimbi.
Takatarisa kuti upenyu hwemastudents uchinje, because nhamo yatanga tinayo inhamo yakabva musame system yanga ina vamunangagwa. Pachatiri kutarisa kwavari kuti ngavachinje, ikonomi yedu inofanira kuchinja vagone kuprovida mabasa.
Masangano aya ati obato rezanupf rinofanira kurangarira kuti vamwe vevanhu vairatidzira kubva mugovera wapera havanei nebato iri, asi kuti vaida kugadzirisa nyika yezimbabwe. Vati vamunangagwa vanofanira kuziva kuti vanofanira kuzadzisa zvishuviro zvemunhu wese kwete zvezanupf chete. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndine Patricia Mudadigwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mutori wedu wenhau, Patricia Mudadigwa. Star, there was our reporter. They're just giving us a look at the convention tomorrow, which is actually called the People's Convention. But the Women's Coalition is taking advantage of that to also push their own agenda to say what's in it for women. So she was just there talking to different organizations that will be involved.
Yeah, kuyezwakala mavelase lapho siyezwa ukuthi bekulomhlangano owabesifazana. Yeah, kuhle kuba umuntu abasifazana basukumela phezulu ukuthi belungise ukuphathelane labo. Bebelomhlangano ngokuthiwa iNational People's Convention befuna ukukhangela ukuthi njengoba sokuzaba lomongameli omutsha, kambe yena usiphatheleni, uzasikhumbula yini lathi abesifazana? Njalo abaningi kade bekhuluma kulomhlangano bebeqonqosela ukuthi hayi bengayenzi okuhambelana lokwebandla labo kuphela, ukuthi ubani wayesenzani, ubani wayeyifaction le, ubani esikuzwa okwabo G40 labo la Coast, kodwa hayi bona bekhangele okufiswa ngabantu. Ye, luthi abade siluthulelwa intatheli zendaba yethu leyo uPatricia Mudadigwa. Kusenjalo ke ecingweni ngizwa kuthiwa silo Councillor weNkayi eMalindi, uCouncillor Mpokiseng Sibanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Councillor.
Ngiyabonga ukuba lingamukele ngibe khona kuhle.
Yes, hlangana sokwenzakele elayingani lali kufuna lapha nxa sikhuluma lani emsakazweni lisithi hayi kumele umongameli aphume. Unjani umomo khona ngapho eNkayi? Sibone lapha abantu bejabula kusinwa kuhlatshelwa kusenzakala izimanga. Likwamukele njani khona ngapha?
Hayi, ukuphuma kwamongameli Mugabe sikwamukele sikujabulele sibili. Kodwa sikujabulele kunjalo, ayisikho ukuthi sithi sokulungile ngoba laye ubaba uMnangagwa ongiyo ozagcotshwa kusasa, thina simjabuleli njengemathi North ngoba abantu abaningi bafa ngesikhathi selesiyana ephethe ibutho ekhokhela kuground. So kunzima ukuthi abantu bangamzwisisa ngayiphi indlala. Okusalayo ukuthi iZANU-PF ivele yona ngokwayo, akula muntu ongayijabulela ngoba kutintsha ngalutho. Eselokho ubekhona kwiZANU-PF, ubekhona kuzo zonke izehlakalo zegugrawundi, konke nje izehlakalo zonke ezinto ebesenzakale phakathi, akula mahluko. Asiboni lutho utshintsho olukhona. Sibona kulokho kufana nje thina esikukhangeleleyo sikhangelene nje ukuthi nxa kungaba ne-election ekhululekileyo ezenza abantu bakhethe umkhokheli ofunwa zinhliziyo zabo okwakhathesi akula lutho olutshintshileyo sijabulele nje ukuthi umgaba ayehle nje aphumule.
Bengibuzile njalo ukuthi asisazwanga awusaphendulanga ukuthi kodwa abantu bebesenzani bona besemukela umbiko wokuthi uMongameli Mgabe usechile umbuso usesayinile ukuthi hayi sengichiya kumbusayinile mbekasayananga kodwa abantu bayenze lokho kusina lokho kukhanya bethabile bebhodabhoda ezindaweni zonke kumbe bazihlalele nje bathula. Unjani umomo khona ngayo emaphandleni?
Umumo omuhle kakhulu sili bathe bekuzwa lokho bakujabulela abantu benzile la madili abo bahaba lesifuyo zabo badla sibili bekholisa ukubana kuze ameva aphumele owovu kodwa kwasekusala ngoba umntwana enyoka yinyoka bakithi okusala njengoba sikhuluma nje sithi as long ugcotshe umnangakho izamphifa ntilokhu yizanu kathi akula mahluko akula tshintsho lapho thina esikukhangelele kuphela ukuthi sizajabula mhla kungakhethwa umkhokheli okhethwe ngabantu bekhululekile bezifakelwa wabo umkhokheli oza kuzwa izithalazo zabantu azilalele azenze akhokhele elandela izenzo inkulumo ezene ebantwini hhayi eyakhe ama-interest akhe nephathi yakhe lokho nje ngokwezana anti ulofa kweyizana kula lutho mehluko kithi.
Ye kuyezwakala bamba khonapho uhlale ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe. Marvelous, that was the ward councillor for Nkayi in Matabele North.
Uh-huh.
And she's actually saying people there in the rural areas were also happy. There was some jubilation.
Yes.
Some actually had to slaughter some livestock, maybe goats and stuff to celebrate. But like,
what's the feeling right now?
Like what? It's the same. She's still saying, but she says they are mixed feelings. Uh-huh. For example, she's saying, people are saying, fine, President Mugabe is gone.
Yes.
But who's coming in? And you know how the Matabeleland and Midland regions were devastated by the Kukura Hundi stuff. So that's why she's saying that people know that. They say that he was part of this and they are happy about it. They are not happy about it. All they want is an election, which will make them happy. They're saying, we want an election to choose our own leader.
It'll
this one, although Mugabe has gone, this one has been also imposed on them. So they want an election. They are happy that Mugabe has gone, but not happy that he's coming in. And of course, you know, that's a view. Maybe some are happy, maybe some are not happy.
Yes, so it would be interesting to see what happens. But we have a guest on the line, Amai Mumbire, Makadive Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Hello, Makadi Amai Mumbire. I what? Reward. Tino korokotedza zvirikuitika munyika izvi.
Aiwa tese.
Muti tsananguro kuti sangano renyu riri kushanda sei mukuedza kuona kuti madzimai vanenge vachizowanawo kodzero dzavo dzichisimudzirwa mune hurumende itsva yatiri kuona tinoona mangwana kune inauguration. Pane zvamuri kuita here se Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe?
Ndingada kutanga kutsanangura kuti Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe chii muchidimbo kuti
taurai henyu. Taurai henyu mobva mataura zvene first name yenyu ndandangoti Mai Mumbire kuti vanhu vazive.
Alright, ndinonzi Veronica Mumbire. Women's Coalition mubatanidzwa wema organizations anoshanda kuti aone kuti kodzero dzemadzimai dziri kuonekwa zvakanaka. Maorganizations pamwe chete nemaindividuals vanoshanda zvine chokuita nema marights emadzimai kana kuti kodzero dzemadzimai vanoda kuti pave neequality mukati mekurarama kwavo. Women's Coalition inoshanda nationally because my organizations are inoshanda now very represented in every part of the country and inoshanda on a different thematic clusters kureva kuti strategy inoshandisa kuti ikwanise kunge ichisvikira chimwe nechimwe chinoda kudonongodzwa pane izvi nechokuita nekodzero dzemadzimai semuenzaniso mamwe emaclaster anosanganisa zvine chokuita neutano zvine chokuita nedzidzo kana kuti education zvine chokuita ne constitution and decision making ne political participation yemadzimai land and environment ndangotaura mamwe acho economic empowerment ndangotaura mamwe acho asi akawanda anosvika 9 kozouya mumachapters tiri mumadistrict chapters matino shanda futi nemadzimayari koko kuti kodzero dzacho dzisangova at level yekushandirwa kubva muHarare chete zvibve kwakasiyana siyana kusanganisira nekugrassroots kuti zvichemo zvemadzimai zvikwanise kunge zvichisvika. Ndichipindura mubvunzo wamandipa, se-Women's Coalition tiri kuona chiri chiitiko chatinofanira kunge tichizviinvolva machiri. Hatifaniri kunge tiri maparticipants zvinhu zvichingoitika. Tiri kuda kutanga pazviri kutangira pacho. Hongu is a transition, but we want to walk through the transition with everyone else kuti tikwanise kuinfluenza zviri kuitika mumadecisions ese achakwanisa kuitika, kusanganisira even kana pachasarudzwa vanomiririra kana kuti vanenge vari maminista nezvimwe zvakadero. Tinenge tichidawo kuti tizive kuti madzimai portion yemadzimai yakamira sei pavanhu vachange vachisarudzwa ipapo kuti vange varipo, kana kunga ingava decision yokuti zvichafamba sei pamberi, nekuti ike zvino mutungamiriri aripo. Mutungamiriri aiswa nokuti pati ndiyo ine mutungamiriri aregedzwa. Tinenge tichida kuti tinge tichiparticipata tichiziva kuti zvichafamba sei pamberi, tichainda kumaelections here tichipa futi zvichemo zvemadzimai kuti what is it that they would prefer to happen as we go on, as we go forward.
Amai Ronica Chimbo, batai makadaro, tinenge taita mumutereri pamwe pane zvaangada kukubvunza. Batai makadaro, tichadzoka kwamuri. Tine mutereri wedokutanga. Sisi Chipo, makadi yenyu kana kuti Chido, andaunyatsonzwa ipapo.
Sisi Chido.
Ehe, tinokuchingamidzai, taurai yenyu kwamuri, emobva matipawo pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini ndiri kutaura ndiri kuBotswana kuGaborone, but I'm from Zimbabwe paShombe.
Ehe, tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika munyika. Mungaone madzimai achizowana here mukana wokuti vawanewo tingati iwaya macabinet post nemamwewo mabasa pachauya hurumende itsva iyi.
Tinenge tingatarisirawo kuti semadzimai tichiwanawo, but mawaniro andakaita inini panga paine point yangu nguva yandatingadoda kukuona masikati pepai zvakafana nezuru nguva yakapuwa Mr. Mnangagwa, nguva pavakataura paya, vakataura zvavakataura, ndika vapedza kutaura vakataura yatoti moto yewee kuti tichingotonga, tichingotonga, handika zvichireva zviri kuenderana nekubato ravurayiro zvanopf. Kune mamwe mapato ko handifungi kuti vari kuti vachationa vachitipinza mukati. Ndoona fanee zvitanguranga zviri kune vanhu vari kubato vezvanopf. Zvoita zvisilaikire apa kuratidza vekuchiita vanhu zvite zvisilaiki vange vari vanhu vezvanopf nezvan but ne vanga vapedzisira pavo vakabvatonyei kuti pamberi mberi nezvanopf pamberi mberi nekubata anhu andika vakati pasi nemhandu kuchininzi mhandu nedzimwe izvi zvavee zvakaive tiri pamwe chete navo pati panguva yataira tidziva tichiti susu vamugadi hatichavada.
Ndombokubatai muromo ipapo sisi Chido, vamwe vangati ivo asi vamunangagwa nezuro vaitaura nevanhu vebato ravo reZANU-PF vanga vasingataure neZimbabwe yese. Mungaone vachienderera mberi vachitaura zvakadai here kana vakuzotaura ivo tomboti vagadzwa mangwana, vangaende mberi here?
Aiwa, inini ndinoita kuti hazvina machinjiro angataita nekuti vakataurandikaaakuti zvoni maZimbabweni chese mukubatana ngatibatanei takadaro vasina kuti pase mhandi vazi pase mhandi vakareva mamwe mapatana mae mujuru nana vamogerisangirai dai vasina kubogera vaita pakuti pamberemberi rezvanopf tisina tariso rekuti chero vamunangagwa vakapinda vachatitakisa bhozi raita sokuda tichaita ii govenment izotichamboita gore rariri but handioni kuti zvichabuda zvakadaro.
Aiwa, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka. Sandakile, we have the Chido from Botswana. She's saying she would have expected yesterday from the first speech that incoming President Emmerson Mnangagwa gave that he would have, you know, she wanted him not to include the Pasine Nemandu, which is, you know, the generic ZANU-PF, you know, slogan, you know, saying down with the enemies, because she's saying she feels that women may not be really included. because she thinks, you know, from what she saw yesterday, Mr. Mnangagwa may not be embracive of women, because she says, like, Mai Mujuru, she doesn't see Mai Mujuru being invited to join this government. That's her view.
Yes, she's actually echoing some of the views that I heard from the our reporters. Interview, there was Clarice Madugu was also yes. saying the same thing, that let's hope this weren't about party politics, but about the people. And speaking of which, I have a question for Ms. Mumbire. This seems to be a good initiative to hold this meeting and talk about the women's issues. But my question is, how effective is are these meetings? How will the incoming government know that there's something that you have on the table? It's just between the other human rights activists or what? How will you seek audience with the government so that you have you get the results from these meetings?
Ndikada kutsanangudza kuti semuenzaniso nhasi tanga takaungana kuHICC tichitaura nemadzimai anosanganisira kubva vari kumaruzevha chaiko, tichida kuti tinzwisise kuti chii chaicho chiri kudiwa nemadzimai kuti chinge chichigadziriswa panyaya yekodzero dzavo. Takanyanya kunangana nekuzadzikiswa kwebumbiro remutemo. Tinotarisira kuti hurumende iripo izvozvi inge ichikwanisa kunge ichigadzirisa nyaya dzine chokuita naizvozvo. Dokumendi ratinoti constitution iriya idokumendi rakazonge richingovapo, asi kodzero dzaro chairodzo kuti tizione kushanda kwadzo hadzisi kushanda nokuda kwezvikonzero zvakawanda. Dzimwe zvabuda ndezvokuti harisati ratombo alainwa malaws akawanda mariri. Isusu tarisiro yatiinayo ndeyekuti mangwana kune imwe platform iri a bit higher than yatanga tiinayo nhasi yanga iri yemadzimai. Takanangana nemadzimai tisa kunzwa kuti what are the women saying about the issues that they want addressed. Saka maissues iwawo atabuda nawo tichaenda nawo mangwana kune imwe platform iri higher, which is national and inoinkluda mamwe mastakeholders akawanda anosanganisira mayouth, anosanganisira vana ZPTU, anosanganisira vereligion nevamwe vakadaro. Saka paplatform iyoyo tinotarisira kuti zvichemo zvabuda kubva kumadzimai zvinokwanisa kubuda, zvikabuda zvinochizoendeswa kumastakeholders akasiyana-siyana. Kunyange iwawo hurukuro dzataita idzodzo semadzimai tinotarisira kuti kune mamwe mastructures akawanda vatinogona kutotanga kutoinfluenza patinenge tichikurukura nawo, kana patinogona kusangana nawo tichitovazivisa kuti madzimai ari kutarisira zvakati. Saka tiri kutarisira kuti hurukuro idzodzo hadzingogumiri mukutaura chete, tiri kuda kuti zviende mberi zvichindoinfluenza maprocesses ari kuitikai.
Amai Mbire, Standakile anga ari kuda kuti mumboti de nechirungu, nekuti ari kuti iye zvamuri kutaura ipo panapa, zvamamuchitaura kumisangano yenyu nezvamuchaita mangwana zvichasvika sei kuhurumende, uye zvesangano renyu muri kuenda here kuinauguration, hurumende idzva iyi yawanikwa here ichikoka masangano sevakazvimirira senyu seni?
Okay, let me explain what has been happening today. What was happening today is that we had a women's convention where we gathered women from various areas nationally. All our 10 provinces were represented, and the main issue that we gathered together is to share the narrative of the developments that have been happening so that we have a common narrative and then come up with the challenges that we have been facing and come up with solutions, possible solutions of how we want these solutions addressed, and then we'll take these to the relevant stakeholders as we proceed and as a way of participating in the process that is going on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Over to
yes,
you.
Yes, I understand with our next guest, legislator Tabita Khumalo. But before we go to Khumalo, I have one last question to for Councillor Mpokiseng Svanda. Councillor, ukhona ecingweni?
Ikhona.
Ye, umbuzo wami kuwe ngokuthi abaningi bebekhangele ukuthi umnotho welizwe ulunge, bathi uMongameli Mgabe ngasuka kungalunga umnotho welizwe, okuyiwo othwalisa nzima abesifazane. ukuthi benganelisi ukuzuza okuningi okuthile abakusebenzisayo. Ngezinye indlela uthe wena uthabanga kangako, uthabe mbijana, ubona ingani kusoze kube lo mahluko yini okungenza impilo ibe ngcono?
Ngiyabonga ukuthi waleli thuba. Mina ekuboneni kwami okusalayo indlela vele bekubuswa ngayo obekusenziwa ngayo izinto kayitshintshanga. Umgabe ubengasebenze yedwa, ubesebenze nabo emasono mnankakwa. So akunamahluko esingathi siwukhangelele kakhulu esingathi singawubona. Singafisa kodwa kungenzeki. Isifiso silahle ukuthi siyafisa ukuthi izinto zitshintshe, kube ngcono, kube lula ekwenzeni nokwendlela izimuli zethu. Kodwa vele asoze sikuthole lokho. Ukukuthola kwethu ikuthi singakhetha umkhokheli omutsha ofunwa zinhliziyo zabantu, ozabe thakazelelwa ngabantu, onezandla ezihlambulukileyo ezingangcolanga, ongazange aphatheke kuzamuPF, ongelaso isandla nje loba isenzo esibi kuzayenza abantu bamthakazelele bamphethe belenkangelelo nethembe elikhulu lokubana kuzaba lotshintsho. Kathi sakulalutho bakithi lokho yikuzichithela ithuba nje. Ubambile kokuthi adlulise ithemu yabo ekuthi njengoba umdabu bengakaqeda i-term of office, yikho kuphela esikubonayo. Akulalutho olukhona vele, asikhanyelelanga lutho nje, yisifo sikhona kithi.
Yebo-ke, hhayi, sibongile kakhulu Councillor amazwi akho. Sibongile ukuba lawe kuhlela.
Hhayi, yabonga lapho.
The councillor is adamant that she thinks Mr. Mnangagwa is not the right person to be next. Well, kambe Nkosikazi Nkosazana Thabisa Khumalo, do you think she is saying that because she is also a member of your party, MDC, that she thinks this is not the right person for the country, or you have a different view?
Foremost, Zimbabwe, let's not have an illusion that Mnangagwa is somebody new. No, he's not. He has been part and parcel of the problems that we're facing in this country. But for some unknown reason, he is claiming that he has reformed and he is prepared to change the ills that he caused with the Mugabe regime for the betterment of Zimbabweans. Sadly, when he came back and addressed his members as ZANU-PF officers, there are some words that he said that did not cut down well with the people. Let them pray that he said those words because he was at party level. So tomorrow, since it's the State of the Nation address, all Zimbabweans' eyes and ears are glued to the incoming president's State of the Nation address, where he's unpacking the ills of this country and the house of how to clean these ills at a time that will make Zimbabweans feel a bit comfy. They've waited 37 years to remove Mugabe. So in one day, just listening to his speech will not kill us. That will give the impetus to stand up and then say whether he's for the people or he's in Mugabe, but in a new bottle.
Siyakuzwa ke Nkosazana Thabisa Khumalo, ungasichasela njalo ngesiNdebele ukuthi udaba lolu ubona ingani luthinta njani kulokwenza labo esifazana, kumbe kathesi sisakhangela ukuthi hhayi sikulomuntu omutsha kuningi singakukhangela, kumbe wena usuhle wabona ukuthi kungabaphathisa njani abesifazana, sikhangela ezikhundleni khona ngala bangakhetha ukuthi babe ingxenye kahulumende lokunye nje?
Liqinisa lelo abesifazana sile minyaka eyi-37 lokhu sikala ngodubo ukuthi sibonakale. Okukhona namhlanje ukuthi esikhiphile lowo Mugabe obesincindezela, sokubuye ubaba uMnangagwa osenguye sezabe isilisho. Okumele sokukhangele njengabesifazana namhlanje ukuthi asanelisi ukuthi sixoxisane kathesi, ngoba lo muntu ozaqhuba kusasa akazitsheli ikusasa yethu ukuthi uzayiphakulula njani. So osekukhona ikuthi sesimelele kusasa ukuthi simuzwe ukuthi ngumongameli ofuna ukubambanisa abantu bonke, ama-organization wonke ngilodwa ufuna ukubambanisa uZulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi sakhe iZimbabwe entsha asithembise yona lesithembiso sokuthi uTheko nozaba yisebenzi sikaZulu. So sifuna ukubona kusasa ukuthi lokhu akukhulumile ikaza kwenza yini. Yebo na ye inhliziyo zibuhlungu uthe efika emahofisini akhe ezanu-PF wakhuluma amagama angakuthi ngoba nxa usiphibhasini mandu isusuthi ungotonga inimukumuthingohukula pansi labathengisi thina siyabuza nolokhu nokho likonkota esingakwaziyo ukuthi amagama le abevele ehlose ubani ngoba kithi ahlose izalwane zasezimbabwe ngoba yini kade lokhu elibuza ilokhu lintshontsha ubusebenza lo mgabe bonke basezimbabwe uyabazi ngoba nguye waye akadebenza kodwa uThiko nayena usethintshile indlela asebenza ngayo so ikusasa yezasitshela mazimbabwe simelele 37 years ukukhipha umgabe ilanga elilodwa sozelisibulala ukuthi sizothi lo muntu lo u-Emmerson Mnangagwa uzaba ngupresidenti kazulu kubupresidenti wezane njalo Mnangagwa yini kumbe ngumgabe ofake embodleleni entsha kodwa kuthiwa ngumnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. You hear, marvelous. We keep getting this view that he seems to be kind of, you know, vengeful, like he wants to settle some scores. Do you, is that the vibe you?
Many people have been saying that. Maybe before I come back to you, maybe before I come back to you, let's take our call at Narcissi Alice Varipanare. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tawuraye, you, Munaitwani?
Alice Mutukura.
Ehe, sisi Alice, tipe yo pfungwa dzenyu muri kupi?
Ndiri kuBotswana.
Ehe, taurai pfungwa dzenyu. Star, we had one of our callers there, but I think their line dropped. But I'll take this opportunity to greet everyone that's actually live streaming with us. There's Mishek Mlambo saying, Mnangagwa ain't different to the president. This is a fact. He was anchoring the president all these years. I wish we had an inclusive government with the opposition. Big Mama Zola is saying, first, the former First Lady Grace actually was the catalyst for all this. Therefore, we thank her. She refers to former First Lady Gucci Grace. Thank you for your work. Now, goodbye. Lucia Stella Mabugu is saying she shares the blame and power corrupted him to the core. She's speaking there about what we spoke about earlier on. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowere is saying he was the Mugabe's enforcer. She also says a leopard doesn't change its spots. Blessing Brilliant Aruti Opam Chinguri Kashiri is there. I think he's talking about the new government coming in. Mackenzie Mshanganzi, justice must prevail with regard to the looting by the First Family and their associates. The billions must be returned to the state coffers, banks falling to dispense cash, yet hordes of hard cash are stashed in their houses and looters. All of a sudden, why grant immunity? I think he's speaking about an issue that we heard earlier on, that the former president and his family will be granted immunity. The answer of Zimbabwe's crisis is we need a commission of truth and reconciliation without this looting of government coffers. Otherwise, without that, it will continue. Irene Shoniwa is saying, call me, avavatipa number. Chamunorwa Chiangwa also Fungai Chidoko Vatipa number zao. Beatrice Mashawa Arkuti watching. Brighton Maruta Arkuti Masquera say Kanamuri Panopa Life Edu Ivema Janya Pakanzi share quit out to one taka wanda.
Yes, Star, you while ask you, me a while, no, wait, while you are still there, before we move on to the next session, Honorable Kumalo, you heard one of the of our listeners here is saying that she's wishing there will be this transitional government, including all other parties. Do you think there's a possibility of such a step?
I'm not sure if she's actually on. Honorable Kumalo, is she on?
Yes. Do you think a transitional government involving all political parties, even the opposition? Yes, you can go ahead.
No. I cannot talk about the transitional government because I am not the government that is coming into power. What we are saying is there must be a transitional mechanism that is going to be put in place by this country. in terms of our constitution, we are supposed to be holding elections 2018. So what we are saying, there must be this transition mechanism, which is clamoring about political parties have been clamoring about, women have been clamoring about, the youth have been clamoring about, the disabled have been clamoring about. So we're not reinventing this. What the people in Zimbabwe want, they put it on pen and paper for 37 years. All we are asking the incoming president to do is, can he collect those blueprints and implement what the Zimbabweans have said? Because if you are saying a democracy is the government of the people by the people for the people, so listen to the people, this is the time to do the same.
Yes, because can you also explain to us, can you explain to us the transitional mechanism which you think it will be appropriate according to our constitution?
The transitional mechanism.
Yes, go ahead.
Right. The transitional mechanism that is there now is there's 7 months to go before the term of office of politicians within government ends. And there's need for us to go for elections. For example, we've got this DVR that is taking place, which has been a cumbersome task for Zimbabweans. There are so many requirements as if the people that they are registering are citizens from the neighboring countries. We need to produce evidence which confirms that they are not Zimbabweans, they are Zambians. And why are we doing that? Surely if we're talking of democracy, if you said it is in democracy. Democracy allows any person to recognize a voter, but we should not subdue to requirements that most of people cannot do. And sadly, the same government that improved residents is the same government who came up with Operation Rambatsuna and destroyed people's homes. Today, the same government is asking those people to produce proof of residence. Heavenly Father, please forbid. We must collect the blueprints from the women, from the youth, from churches, from whatever stakeholder is interested in the governance issues of this country must be recognized by the incoming president. Then from there, we'll be talking to Zimbabweans as a collective in preparation of the future of our youth generation, which is already 37 years old and they've never been employed. They don't even know how a Facebook looks like. They are already going to retirement. We cannot enter the gates of heaven by destroying the future of this generation. No. Zimbabweans, this is the time for us to come together and demand what is rightfully right for the incoming generation.
Mm-hmm.
We can destroy their lives and together with ours.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo, tisataenda kuna Mai Mumbire. Andisi kuziwa kuti mangwana, batso renyu re MDC ra kokwa here kumabiko emangwana.
Itoka dichocho atichibvunzana toga kuti toenda here kozema vanuri reparamendi tatinyuri tumidzirwa mameseji angati kurudzira tiyozotora mainvitation cards. Saka hai toda kuudza vana vezimbabwe kuti baba tangirai vapuwa invitation. Saka zvakureva kuti akutoenda ikoko anozohwira ega kuti nyika iyi mangwana iri kuendepi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I makadaro nokuti zvino zvatatiri kuvhudzana izvozvo pachedu kuti saka imi semapato ari kurwisa muchawanikwa here nyanya imi madzimai vadare varimo muparamende muchirwisawo kuti kunge kune madzimai akati one day pachauya iyo hurumende iri kuuya.
Nyaya yekurwira kuti madzimai awande nguva dzakati one day tinonochema pasi riko. Semadzimai nguva yakwana kuti tisoro pamisete. Maorganizations atiri ndokune hondo yacho. Nemhaka yokuti kana vanhu vapinda muzvigaro hatichagoni kana takukwira makata kuti vanhu vaya tonovabvisa kuti vabva kwatobva ndozvigaro zvavanazvo. Tatokaragara pasi toona kuti tozviita sei kuti maorganizations iwavo madzimai vapinde muzvigaro zvinoita kuti vakwidziridzwe even if kwete zvokuti unongononga wokwidzwa mokwidzwa because magara mune chigaro kwamabva muorganization kwamufa.
Aiwa tinotenda. Mai Mumbira, handizoti muchiri panhare here? Timbodzoka kwamuri. Halo Mai Mumbire.
Halo, ndiripo.
Ehe. Ndambenge ndavhunzaini kuti masangano senyu ana Women's Coalition anomirira madzimai mawanikwa here muchikokwa
kuchiitiko chamangwana uyezve muchatura here zvimwe zviri kubva kumisangano yamuri kuita iyi kuhurumende iri kuuya iyi
kuchiitiko chamangwana tisati taona invitation pamwe ichiri munzira asi through zviri kuitika mazuva ano zvokuti taakurarama muglobal world kunyange tisina kukokwa tine mukana nyange tikauye hatirambidzi kuenda kana tikange tichida kuenda asi through masocial media tinogona kutongoaccessa zvinenge zvichiitika ikoko tigokwanisa kureacta asi sezvandataura our aim is to then address the issues that are coming up in the meetings that we are having to the relevant stakeholders and have those included in the decisions that are being bent.
I see from the, you know, like discussions that you're having, what do women want? Because I saw you, that seems to be like, you know, the theme, I think, of some of the meetings that you've been having. What is coming out? Like you said, today you met. What came out of that meeting?
Like I said, there are so many of the issues that came out because zvanga zvichibuda zvakanangana nema different thematic areas. But I'll just give a highlight of the other things that came out. Zvimwe zvabuda ndezvekuti nyaya ine chekuita neminda. Madzimai ari kuda kuwanawo minda, kwete minda chete nemamwe maresources anokwanisa kuaccesswa. They want to own and control resources. But minda, takanangana neminda, pabuda nyaya yekuva non-partisan in distribution of zvinhu zvakaita seminda. Ndochimwe chezvinhu chabuda. Chimwe chezvinhu chabudawo strongly inyaya ine chokuita nenyaya yehate speech. Kuti hate speech, let's denounce hate speech at whatever level. Kuti vanhu kana vachitaura, ngavataure vachirespectana. Kana pane zvinoda kugadziriswa ngazvigadziriswe kuseri vanhu vachitaurirana asi vanhu vasingatukani vachitsoropodzana papublic zvimwe zvabuda zvanga zvakanangana nezvine chokuita nemedia vemedia vari kukumbira kuti pave ne freedom of expression freedom after expression yezvinhu zvavanenge vachibudisa vasununguke kutaura zvinenge zvichiitika semaitikira azvinenge zvichiita uye vakwanisewo madzimai akwanise kuva part of the kuva mumedia kuti vakwanise kukondirora kuvawo maedita imomo kuva nezvigaro zviri influential zvinoratidza kuti vari kumeka madecisions chimwe chabuda chine chokuita nezveeducation pabudiswa nyaya yekuti new curriculum madzimai aratidza kuti haasi kufara nawo iri kupa stress kuvana because of a lot of issues that are coming in, a lot of work that needs to be done. Machanges akawanda akaitwa curriculum iri old nezvimwe zvezvinhu zvisingatombonzwisisiki nematicha acho ari kudzidzisa muzvikoro zvacho. Ndingangoda kupa muchidimbo kuti ndizvo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvabuda. Handina hangu kubata zvese nekuti maclusters edu akati wandei.
Aiwa, pakanaka mumbobata makadaro. Samai Mumbire there was just explaining some of the issues that came out of their meeting today, but you can go ahead. We've got a caller, but go ahead and we'll go.
Okay, yes, I just wanted a brief question to Honorable Khumalo. Honorable Khumalo, we saw the celebrations in the street after President Mugabe resigned and after his party passed a vote of no confidence in him. Don't you think this whole scenario might steal the thunder from your party, as some people, especially undecided voters, might associate Mr. Mnangagwa with the removal of President Mugabe, those who didn't like President Mugabe, former president?
People from our party will do what?
It might steal thunder from your party. It might affect the elections, as some people might think Mr. Mnangagwa is now the hero, as we see in the posters that some people are holding. But we can't tell if all are ZANU-PF supporters or if some people now, undecided voters, for example, have just jumped into this bandwagon of exalting Mr. Mnangagwa.
Right. Let's not mistake the jubilation of the move of Mugabe to add up to confirm that they agree with the incoming incumbent. No, the jubilation of the resignation of Mugabe was a relief and the cornerstone that we have been fighting to remove in this struggle. It was celebration to say to ourselves, at least this time we're going to have another name for a president than seeing the same face for 37 years. But that did not mean that we are forgetting where we are going. Because our freedom, the fight for our freedom is starting now, tomorrow. Because the people that are going to take over are the same people that were working on Mugabe, who are claiming that they've reformed. So we will see whether they've reformed tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Star, maybe let's take our caller. We've got Shamunorwa. I know he's a man, but he has been, you know, blowing up the VOA Facebook page. So I decided, okay, let's have you, Mr. Shamunorwa, on the line. If you can give us in brief, because we've got other people waiting to come on. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Watiri. Waditaure, nyufungwazini.
All right. So first of all, I would like to thank Voa for giving me this chance to express myself how I feel about the situation in Zimbabwe, right? I've seen my fellow Zimbabweans celebrating that Mugabe is gone. They were celebrating that Mugabe has made Zimbabweans to suffer for 37 years.
Mukoma Chamunorwa, munonzi wa Shona ndidi?
Yes.
Muri kupi? Mufa mataura ne Shona?
Ndiriku Dubai.
Ah, okay. Taura ishi?
Nataura ne Chirungu eri?
Ne Shona.
Okay, isu tiri kuti ndakaona vanhu vakawanda vachicelebrata kuti vamugabe vaenda vamwe ndo vaituka vamugabe vachiti vamugabe yanga iri dictator vamugabe yanga iri mhondi vamugabe yanga vaiuraya vamugabe vakaita kuti Zimbabwe ife. Asi according to my concern, oh, that my dear sister, you are my real sister, believe me or not, I don't mind. Mugabe have made the black skin. Yes.
Aiwa, matita basa mkoma chiyangwa, chamunorwa chiyangwa, tunukutenda ichaizu. Nema onero enyo na utinda wana mshinyoro wati kumi nikata ewa programa inga pere tisina kutawara ne miregaiti po mkana kuneva mwetozo kufone raifuti tine uti tine zhurongwa shaka wanda mangwana tishange tichi broadcaster live pano pa studio 7 na 10 o'clock mangwana yekuseni kuzimbabwe saka pano ma Facebook page edu tinenge tiri live saka manokwanisa uyai musa regedze uye tishapa mkana kuneva kadaisa mkoma chamunorwa. I think if mai mumbire kana muchiripo mungoti muchidimbu tichitarisa ramangwana munoona munhu kadza achizowanawo here iye yatingati sit at the table yehurumende ii iri kupinda. Hello. Ya taurai
takaoma nokuti kazhinji kacho while the constitution provides kuti madzimai ange aripo aine mikana yakaenzana. Takaona kubvira kare nakare kuimplimentwa kwazvo kunoneta. Tinozongoona zvichinguva zvinhu zvepamapepa. Ndokusaka isusu tichizvipira kuti dai tachishanda ise zvino kuti tikwanise kuinfluenza zvinoitika. But we can't guarantee kuti madzimai iwayo anowana zvigaro izvozvo.
Okay, thank you so much. Over to you, Star, as we wind down. Oh, yes, I think we can. Your last word, Honorable Kumalo in Ndebele. You have 30 seconds, yes.
I, go mama, band about Zimbabwe. Ibu sasa yetu, ite zandle mzetu. Kota usasa, ilo ilanga, kusamele, pichulise mkavangu, uguti, imfuno zetu. Sizazithola njani ngese abe sukuzwe kukhulunywa ngumongameli omutsha ongenayo. And lani bantwana baseZimbabwe, ikusasa yethu isezandleni zethu. Kusasa umongameli omutsha lapho sizakuzwa khona ukuthi sizanelisa ukubhukutsha kumbe sadonsa ludaka.
Star, we are having some really, you know, like people are actually weighing in on what Mukoma Chiangwa was saying, and they are saying they are disappointed at his view. But you know, on these platforms, we give everybody.
Yes, everyone is right to their views.
And we would like to thank our guest, Mai Mumbire from the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, and also Honorable Tabitha Khumalo, and all those that weighed in on our discussion tonight. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are here in Washington.
Yes, sibonga njalo lo Councillor Wenkai khona le u Councillor Mpokiseng Sibanda emalindi khona lenkai olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga sithi asidibaneni njalo uhlelo olufanayo ngolwesine oluzayo.